Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Jo Warwick here, and we are into the bonus millionaire mindset audios to accompany your beautiful, gorgeous, luxurious living. Now, today's audio, well, I am diving into just because you can doesn't mean you should. Now, when you're shifting into a millionaire mindset, you have to change your attitude for believing that just because you can doesn't mean you should. Now, hear that again. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. You are a wealth of beliefs, skills, talents, knowledge, wisdom. There are so many things that you can do, so many things that you've tried over your lifetime, so many experiences you have collated. And the purpose of life is to select your preferences. And through that journey of your life, you have been selecting and choosing and deciding, and it's all been coming together in your beautiful vortex of the life that you're moving always forward and into, like laying train tracks of where you want your manifestation train to go to. You have to lay the tracks first. And that's the purpose of your life. You're always choosing and picking and deciding and trying things and going, I like that, I don't like that. And it's like food. It's like a journey of food where you have tried throughout your life, oh, I like this, I don't like that. Now, in your luxurious living meditation, I guide you through entering the buffet. Now, if we think about how you can stand over a buffet. We've got a train in the background, just to reiterate the analogy of laying tracks for your life, for your abundance in a vibrational level. So if you can hear that in the background, we'll just stay with that for a second. Come back to the buffet in a minute. But as you are laying tracks over your life, you are then in a train that catches up to that journey where you want to go. So you've got to select and decide out of the buffet what it is that you've wanted. But you've already been doing that over your life. But now, as you move into a much more millionaire mindset, you get out of the idea that just because you can doesn't mean you should. Does it give you pleasure, joy, expansion, enthusiasm, creativity? Does it feed you, fuel you, and uplift you? Are there things in your life you're doing because you simply can? Because you think you are the best to do it? Because it's always been your job? Because you've always done it that way? But that's not how a millionaire thinks. That's not how somebody with an expansive, abundant, millionaire, billionaire mindset thinks. If you want to shift into having a much more abundant, successful, profitable performance return to your life, or otherwise known as juicy, delicious, luxurious ways of living, you have to filter and decide, just because I can doesn't mean I should. Just because I can do something doesn't mean I should be doing it when somebody else could be doing it better. Or I'm just trying to think of an example. Like, let's think about it for food for a second. But just because I could eat cucumber, no, it doesn't mean I should, because I don't like it. I can eat it and it doesn't upset me. Now, if I think about that, just because I could eat melon doesn't mean I should, because I absolutely hate it. It makes me feel ill. Doesn't mean I should. Now, those are kind of little extremes, but in a life, you can decide, just because I can clean my house, does it serve me to clean my house, or is it better to outsource it to somebody? Is it a better investment, when you think about having a more luxurious life, to actually invest in somebody else coming around once a week or twice a week to clean your house for you? Just think how expansive and delicious and juicy and rich you would feel if you had somebody else clean your house. It's not expensive to pay for somebody else to do your house. And actually, the impact, the results for you of having that luxuriousness of somebody else taking care of cleaning your house Yeah, once a week, twice a week, for a couple of hours, just to take the edge off is a wonderful step forward in feeling luxurious and delicious. Now, if you have your own business, you could think about the things that you can outsource. Just because you can do your accounts, should you be outsourcing to a bookkeeper? Just because you are the most incredible kind of person who has so many talents and skills, doesn't mean you should be doing everything. Just because you can do graphic design or make images, doesn't mean you should. Is there a better use of your experience, you know, your skill set? Now, in your career, if you're doing it from that side, just because you can do 90% of the things in the office does not mean that's what you should be doing. Should you be doing other people's work? Should you continue to do, if you are trying to progress yourself up in a company, should you still be doing stuff that maybe is admin when you should be focusing on something else in your business? Yeah. Or if your skill set is superb at communicating and working with people and selling, well, then that isn't that where you should be doing instead of focusing your time on admin and things that you find draining. Just because you should, just because you can, doesn't mean you should. And you can think about this in every area of your life. Just because you can cook, is it better to outsource and have that delivered from someone like HelloFresh or something like that? Is it just because you can go to the supermarket, is it better that you actually have it delivered to your house? The purpose of this is to come to that luxurious ease and grace, flow, more expansion, more deliciousness, more space in your life. That is what a millionaire lives like. A millionaire moves into more and more ease, grace, and flow every day. That is a millionaire mindset. And so, just because you can doesn't mean you should. It's thinking about, does it serve me? Does it support me? Does it fill me up? Is it an easier route? Is there an easier route? And if I free up my time, my energy, and outsource, will it make me feel better? Will I have more space? Will I feel more creativity? Will I feel richer, fuller? If you are doing things that you feel that you should just because you can, and you're holding back because you're saying, well, I'm afraid that if I invest in this, I won't have enough money. You're actually in a tight state. You're in a cheap state. You're in a restricted state. And therefore, you can't make more money. You can't manifest more luxuriousness, more abundance, more freedom. You can't have those things because you're so busy holding on to how it should be that you're not letting it be what it can be. What it can be. And what it can be is more luxurious, more abundant, more leaning back and allowing the universe to provide, more leaning back and allowing your creativity to flow, more leaning back and allowing yourself to show up in the fullness of you, in the abundance of you, and actually share what's really you can do but love to do, enjoy to do, where your passion is, what really rocks your world. And that is what Gay Hendricks calls the genius zone. And it's being in that area of where it feeds you as you share and create and you're uplifted and you're energized. That is where you're supposed to be spending most of your time. And for me, that is doing things like this. It's creating, it's writing, it's speaking, it's channeling, it's being in alignment with the divine. Because I'm getting insights and I'm flowing and I'm expanding and my energy is filling up as I'm doing this. These are the areas. So what are your areas? And what else could you outsource, make easier in your life? Simplify. Because just because you can doesn't mean you should. And just because you can, if you love it, do more of it. But think about this. So I leave you with an exercise to really think about as you keep listening to Luxurious Living, the meditation, and going through that. As you're freeing yourself from lower vibrations, cheap thinking, lower bargain basement thinking. As you let go of fears, but actually allowing yourself to expand into what a millionaire looks at, believes, has a mindset of, because it's not just about money. A millionaire mindset is very much about freedom, flow, expansion, abundance, allowing, juicy, delicious, sumptuous. It really is about being in connection to the divine, to the universe, to the law of attraction. It's about doing what really lights you up, fills you up. It's about connecting to other people and recognizing that you don't have to do everything, that you can move with the ease and grace and flow of your life. So sit down, have a think. What is working for me? What am I doing that I love doing? What am I doing because I think I should do it? And what can I outsource? What step could I take today in making my life easier? Whether that's in your personal life, in your business, in your career, what is the first step I could take to outsource, get somebody in to perhaps clean or get it automated? Because there's a very simple way of thinking about it, you know. Can I get rid of things that are not serving me? That shouldn't be, nobody should be doing. Can I automate anything in my life, like having my food delivered, yeah? Or anything in your business, can I automate it or can I outsource it? And that's how a millionaire thinks, yeah? Get rid of the things that don't work, don't serve you, nobody else should be doing it, it's not in your life, it's not purposeful, it's just a hassle, keeping stress. Automate anything that you can automate, getting, you know, automating things, and then outsourcing. What can I outsource in your personal life, your career? You know, sometimes that's getting a dog walker, sometimes that's automating processes. So I leave you with that. Think about that, and I leave you to continue moving forward with luxurious living, millionaire mindset.